And welcome to Wobbly Player Syndrome, episode 22. I'm hoping my voice is not overpowering everyone. Do apologize for last episode where I just wanted to be heard. I just wanted to be heard. So we have played with the sound quality. I still sound like this, I'm sorry, but hopefully I'm quieter. We have, look, five people here. How exciting. That should confuse everyone. Oh, okay. So where should we start? This is always fun for the people listening to the podcast. I will point, and then they will say hello, because they can't tell. So over there, up there, is Michael.
Hey, hey!
Just got him before he took a drink. Down in that corner is Mark.
Which one?
Oh, crap!
Different corners for me.
Fantastic. Over there is Isabel. We'll go with that way.
Hi there.
And we have the regular Mark.
Marks.
Regular Mark over here.
Come to the Mark side.
And the not safe for work Mark over here.
That's me then. I know my place in the world.
It's great. Just the time when we need to start ranting about Games Workshop, guess who comes back?
I will try and keep our PG rating before it turns into an R rating.
What sounds like a good
fucking... Yeah, there you go, it's cool.
Nobody told me about that shit.
Fuck that shit. Cornered Andre.
Excellent. That was good. I'm glad we lasted that long. And good night, folks.
We're done. Thanks for coming. It's been a while.
Yeah. As it is December, we do look back and see how GW has performed, because it all is all about pleasing us. Leave that alone.
Well, it should be.
Yep. And we're going to talk about if they have done that, if they have given us the happy ending we asked for, or there's been a raid bust. I don't know. We will...
Phrasing?
Talk about it.
Have you been all left with that? Have you had a crankshaft, or do you have a red nut?
It's not me.
You know, I never really thought about them as sex jokes, but you're right.
Yeah.
Yeah, you got the big nut as well.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And they've got they have a bent spoke.
Yeah.
Right. What happens with the sprocket?
So,
you know,
so yes, the yearly recap.
Yearly recap. Yeah, come back. So if
back
it is
top.
The first time...
I just wandered straight into the weeds. It's all good.
You just started talking about a topic I actually understand.
If it is your first episode listening to us, sorry. There are 21 episodes you could have warned yourself with beforehand, but tough shit, you're here now. Right.
Suck it up, princess. That's hard.
Just spit on your hands and go in dry.
There will be tangents. And tangents on tangents, because that's what we do well.
Okay, that one hurt me.
Oh, Jesus Christ.
Alright, so on that note, what new releases were there, please?
We had the Blood of Baal. We've got another Psychic Awakening thing, which is cool. Including a new model for Mephiston, which looks really badass and has like two different variants. You can have I'm shooting at you with my pistol, Mephiston, and you can have I am mopping at my face because of the bloods, Mephiston. I don't know. He looks really weird doing the whole
too busy
face
crying.
I don't know.
I think he's supposed to be like wiping the blood away from his mouth, but like it kind of he just is doing these ones.
Hay fever.
And it's kind of
it's like a Zoidberg impersonation.
It's about Zoidberg. They released a
really nasty booger.
There's a Bat McCabe with fist on. Come on,
he's in the middle of a farmer's hanky. He's like. So then he's like a bunch of Stark collectings, Blood Angels, Chaos Space Marines, Dark Elder, Space Wolves, Tau, Nids. The new chapter approved for 2019 came out.
Comes with the
Munitorum book for all of the points values in one handy fucking book.
Don't what about the sisters that were announced last year?
There were sisters.
No, there were.
Yeah, they finally got them.
Go back to listen to 21 about the passive
out,
how they came
but,
out.
Yeah, they've come out, but they haven't come out yet. Unless you like got the pre-order,
the official release is January for them.
Yeah,
yeah.
Talking about sex jokes, they just haven't come out yet.
Nope.
I know.
there's so many layers of armor to get through. So you get a Munitorum book, which has all the points values, which is a good idea.
They did Legends as well.
Legends is a bunch of stuff.
Yeah, like, I mean, we knew some of that was coming. Like, we were like, yeah, okay, they're going to fucking wipe out the Rough Riders. And I'm not surprised.
The index and now it got crossed over to a full codex is basically dead.
Yeah.
It's official all that now. Stuff is... Yeah.
Yeah. I was surprised about Death Watch. Legion of the Damned.
I'm not
expecting them to stay gone, though. Yeah. Like,
there'll be a Primaris version.
I'm hoping that means that we'll get new cool models for them, but... Mm. Yeah.
Yeah, I'm expecting that that means that the non-Primaris Legion of the Damned are gone, and that we will probably get some. Because, like, the fucking Grey Knights were basically out of the game for 10 years, and they came back.
Damn it.
Yeah, right. But how would they get to be Primaris?
Well,
when the
Legion
Primaris
of the
Damned... died.
Law warning.
Sit back, relax. Get your pipe.
The Legion of the Damned are basically like Imperial demons. They're kind of the ghosts of Marines who died and got real hard and just keep coming back.
They were the Phoenix Warriors or whatever it was that,
or
that
they
lost
were the
in a warp.
Alternately, they were the Firehawks who got lost in
Firehawks,
the warp and
that's the one.
Coming back because they're extra hard. That's the same thing. You know, they are warp entities who are imperially aligned who show up to kick shit in every now and then. So, it's entirely reasonable that if they are the manifestations of Marines who've died and were really good boys that the Emperor took to his throne, then Primaris can be really good boys too, I guess.
So, can I just simplify this to absolutely everyone? It's Chaos Shenanigans and the Imperial Shenanigans. Just leave it at that.
Fuckery!
Shenanigans!
So, Age of Sigmar got a bunch of stuff. I've written that they got Duke. I'm not sure what that is. Book! That'd be a... So,
they got Duke Nukem! He's just coming to kill them all!
Daisy Duke? Daisy Duke. No, he's got a bomb pistol.
I think it was Duke. I wrote book, but I would put a D, so I guess it's a Green Day cover. I don't know.
I would buy that model.
So, yeah, Blood Bowl had, like, the Ogre team come out. We got the Blackstone Fortress annual, which is cool. All those Chaos Gangs from Warpry got, like, Age of Sigmar unit-sized box releases, which was cool. And there was a bunch of Sabbat Worlds merch that came out just recently, which is cool, but... functionally useless.
Kill Team also got that annual, came out same time as
The Kill Team annual was a thing. There was also a bunch of shit for Beast Grave that no one cares about.
What about that?
It's about as exciting as Warcry.
It's Shadespire Underworlds.
Yeah.
Yeah, Beast Grave is the newest.
Someone must care about it because they keep pumping it out.
It's
those of you listening to this podcast who have no idea about GW, good luck following the last 5 seconds.
And I have no fucking clue and I play the game.
That's what we're educators.
There must be people who are really into Underworlds because they are releasing a lot of shit for it.
Yeah.
Like, Underworlds is Games Workshop's attempt at making a balanced competitive skirmish game.
Yeah.
So they're trying to make like an X-Wing or a Guild Ball, something that is tuned for competition.
That's why there's so many releases, because they can't get it balanced, because it is Games Workshop. Tournament players will always find the way to extremely push that rule.
Yeah,
they keep changing rules in the AFL, it's the same thing.
Yeah, they're doing the same thing that X-Wing was doing, where you just keep releasing new expansions, and everyone has to buy the new one, because it's got new cards in it that you need to make yourself competitive.
It's interesting you said that, because there was a lot of rage about the Legends ones coming out. Oh, I can't do any more modifications. I have to buy new miniatures. It's a business. The business sells miniatures.
Well, there's nothing stopping you doing conversions.
Well, that's what I thought, too.
That's right.
I mean, more importantly, there's nothing stopping you using them. They're only illegal in tournament play.
Yeah.
Like, they're
and only if the tournament people play. Are, you know...
Yeah. Or match play, because they'll no longer have points. We'll just have the points
they do have points. They do have points. They're in the Legends release. They are legal in matched player. They are not legal in organized play.
Yeah. Well, GW even said you can run your own tournament and use the Legend minis if you want.
Yeah. There is the same things in the way that there has ever been. It's just people being dicks because they want to complain about it. Yeah, they can't take their overpowered bullshit to tournaments anymore, and they're upset about it.
Yeah.
Like, there are not even that many things that went out, and most of it was stuff that didn't have models.
Well, yeah, even like the Space Marines, they lost Marnus Koga, the non-Primaris version.
It was the old versions of characters.
Admittedly,
replaced with the Primaris version.
Yeah.
Admittedly, I'm a little annoyed because I own that model. However,
you can still play with it in match play, dickhead.
It is 20 years old, and I can understand why they may not want that in the tournament.
Yeah.
Like, crazy hardcore.
It is funny how they sort of go, we're canceling all these models, da da da. 1 week only, buy this model. Which is the old ones.
Well, that's because
some of them are cool.
Oh, yeah. I wanted to know. Yeah.
I have an Imperial Assassin that I bought from Made to Order. You can't use that. It has no rules.
No.
It doesn't do anything.
I think
they wanted for Imperial Assassins. You just put them on the board and your enemy dies.
That's right.
I thought the only one that I thought was surprised was the Imperial Space Marine. I thought, wow, they got rid of that guy. I thought that was a bit unusual.
He was really powerful.
Yeah, I know. Like,
so just
not the way Mark used it, though.
Just clarify something for me. So this Legends is literally, it said, all right, there's a whole bunch of shit that is now no longer current. Piss off, buy new
no
stuff, stop playing with these ones.
They were like,
they're not
going to
release
stuff,
rules
a lot
for
of...
it anymore. They're not going to make the model anymore. It's just dead and buried. Move on.
They were like...
any new books with point values and such will no longer be in there.
They said, this is the last update that will include these models, and this list of points will not change for these models. We will no longer keep them in line for balancing purposes.
Yeah, because I was having a read of it online after one of you guys posted on Facebook, and I was slightly confused as to what it was, whether it was, basically the big final last update or something otherwise. So thanks for clearing that.
For business-wise, it makes sense. They can't keep making all of these models. They can't keep doing these rules. The books will be this thick if they keep doing that, going on and on. Or they could be making four books you've got to carry everywhere for a game. Oh, that's right. It's already happening.
Or they could just make a new Space Marines Codex every 6 months.
Oh, that's already happening.
it kind of is.
As an Imperial Knights player, I had to rebuy my Codex within 12 months of the Codex coming out because the original Codex had 3 units in it.
Well, yeah, fair enough.
And they released a second Codex like 11 months later that had 6 units in it.
I'm so excited about these codices that have like 3 or 6 units. I remember when it was just like, this is your army. These are your like command
units.
Stuff.
Yeah.
And this is the weapons that each type of unit can get. What happened? Why are we not getting
I don't feel like the various authors of these various books actually talk because
I guarantee they don't. Because the number of times they release a codex and the fucking next month they have to FAQ it because they're like, oh, well, there was an unintended interaction with a different codex's special rules. Mm. And you're like, yeah, because you didn't fucking playtest it.
Yeah.
Well, and you just didn't talk to the team over the cubicle who were working on chapter approved as you were writing a freaking codex. Like, to get... To have a codex release and then get it errated in like 2 weeks is ridiculous.
Yeah. Every codex has had it errated pretty much 2 weeks after their release.
Nathan's theory is not that they don't playtest it, but that they don't playtest it with assholes. They playtest it with people who are really friendly and like to play fluffy armies, and no one breaks the rules.
Everyone plays
I agree with that.
Yeah.
Because they're not playing and with so tournament they either... players. They are playing with the guys in the backyard. Oh, I'll soon look at this guy. Yeah. No, I agree.
Either that, or they've had management consultants come in and say, oh, you should implement Agile, like Electronic Arts did.
Agile, no.
Alright, so there was some new releases in that chat, people, if you didn't catch it at the start.
Don't also forget Necromunda. Whatchamacallit?
We talked about that last time, Necromunda Dark Rising. It's kind of still coming out.
Yeah, it is still so popping around.
Trying to unpack it.
Necromunda, the emptying of the wallet.
Last month, I did miss the red paint handles, the new paint pot holders.
I don't forget the spray, the spray handle.
And the White Dwarf Apocrypha.
I know, the Apocrypha was basically a book of some key White Dwarves over the years put into one book.
Yeah, it was the best of White Dwarf.
Apocryphal.
So does that mean that it's a full, like, Sisters of Battle codex?
No, it was the best.
The Inquisition did get they got their codex in a White Dwarf last month. That was exciting.
Yeah, that was the thing that happened.
Yeah.
And here I was thinking they were trying to avoid doing fucking White Dwarf codexes, and they've done two.
Flesh Terrors is being released next month. Hang on. Aren't they in the Blood of Baal? They're in the Blood of Baal!
They are getting a bit confused, aren't they?
Yeah.
Yeah, I feel like it's left and right hand are off.
I think we're drifting into this month's topic.
So let's get it. Let's go to Hobby Progress.
How dare we have a decent segue? What the fuck?
Hobby Progress. Tomorrow is the first day, so if anyone listening live, you'll make sense. I'm dropping frames. I'm buffering. Cool. Thank you, Attack Chicken. I deserve to drop frames. What?
You kill my chicken.
What is it saying? Oh, yeah. Tomorrow is the start of 12 days of hobby. All excited? Look at those excited faces.
Can I just pick a hobby?
I'm thinking of what I need to actually start.
Drinking's a hobby?
I have spray-coated the four Marines I'm going to try and attempt to get done in these 12. It doesn't sound like it, but they're all characters, so they take time.
They're such characters. They've got personality.
They're such characters. Look at that.
Who's
that? Oh, I had a fit of drink, mate. Woo! So... apart from that, Hobby Progress for me. Yeah, I'm going to start because I'm still talking. I can't let you talk because I've turned my volume down. I have assembled a lot of miniatures since cleaning up the garage. And look at it behind me. It is clean! Shut up!
It's a garage!
So I found all the boxes of all this box of shame, and I went, right, I better assemble all the characters. I still have a few Predators and Baneblade and a couple of things to put together, but that's not the point. I'm getting ready for tomorrow. 2 hours a day. What could go wrong?
Oh, God. Hours a day. Christ almighty.
Tell the family. I'll see you in 12 days. That's right. You see my family 2 days each day. 12 hours a day, apparently.
That's when they come to feed you.
Yeah. That's when I go to the fridge to get the beer. Mark, go on. The other one to choose.
How about you?
All right, for me, wow, it's actually been a while since I've had any progress. I've slowly working on the ad mech stuff that I've got after my last ridiculous purchase, where I spent an awful lot of money. He says, looking stealthily to the door to make sure it's quiet and my wife can't hear. So, working on the Iron Strider Ballistarius and an Onager Dune Crawler. They're in progress, and I picked up the Necromunda Underworlds original box set just so I could get my hands on some of the stuff without emptying my wallet on the big box. So hopefully I can start painting some of those. That's my aim for the 12 days, to get those up and running, and maybe finally get some decent scenery instead of stuff I've created with Kmart rejects.
Hey, Tupperware scenery is a noble art.
Mine is spray-painted sand-dumb castle material.
On the plus side, Necromunda Underhive comes with, like, the tunnel templates, so you don't need physical terrain, so...
Yeah.
You can play it without having to have it.
That's part of the reason why I picked it up. It had, for the money that you were getting for it, you got a damn good amount of money. And you and I were talking about this a while ago, Michael, when I first started talking about the Necromunda set. For the $150, and then I got a discount from our local retailer, it was damn good value to get the two gangs, two sets of dice, templates which I already own, and all the scenery as well. So regardless that the rules are no longer current, It's worth its money. Well worth its money.
Yeah, I mean, the basic rules are in there, so you can learn to play, just it doesn't have the campaign rules.
That's right. So, yeah, it's definitely worth the value for it, in my opinion. So, yeah, that's me for Hobby Progress. A bit slow, but end of the school year, so I can now start actually having fun with my life instead of annoying things. So, yes.
Well, my Hobby Progress is zip.
Well, that was great. Right. Fantastic.
Was the zip up or was the zip down?
It was just not around and around.
I don't remember.
It was breezy, though. Michael.
Well, I've, people may have seen on the RLG 40K page, I've been building Cawdor. And painting Cawdor. So many Cawdor. I was like, I need a lot of Cawdor. So I've been building more Cawdor today. So I'll have like 30 Cawdor to paint for the 10 days of hobby. And we'll see how that goes.
That's a lot of Cawdor.
One big gang.
Cawdor.
Yeah.
Cawdor. Progress.
One big gang with a lot of bullshit in it. So only like 10 of them will be in the gang. But it means that I can pick. Do I want to have a heavy stubber guy? Do I want to have a dude with a hand flamer and like an engine part as a club? You know,
mm.
Who wouldn't?
I'm not doing 12 days of hobby, and my hobby progress is nil. Because for those that haven't been listening to the podcast forever, I literally don't play anymore.
You're just here for the independent opinion.
Isabel keeps us on the right track for this podcast. She's the voice of sensibility.
I ask the stupid questions because I literally don't know anything.
But that's my job, and I played the stupid game. So come on, stop stealing my role in the group.
Well, you haven't been here.
Yeah, well, that's not my fault.
No, you weren't there, man.
There was a court order. Fault. No.
Fucking Orlok's in the trees, man.
I feel next year we're here. It'll be a pretty strong Necromunda feel to it. I think everyone's still looking at getting a gang at the moment.
By the looks of it,
that has been my plan.
Yeah. Well, you did the hard sell at the last commoner group events where we had a lot of alcohol. Greg won a Tony Barber CD. Record.
And we
did a hell of a lot of talking about Necromunda, and it seemed to really hit what everyone was really interested in the game at the time.
Yes, yeah. I'm just going to try and run a short Necromunda campaign to get people into it and give them
short, like a short slow grow that goes awesome to 12 months. Game.
Yeah, just like a short 18 month campaign.
There, Kato. There. That was a huge sigh, mate. That was a huge fucking sigh.
Kato, you did well under the circumstances. You did well.
Yes.
That's a good words.
So all of a sudden, I wish I had a beer.
You want some ice cream?
Oh, geez, you want a cherry and a spoon with that?
Greg, you're supposed to actually not tip the bottle directly upside down, unless it's the nitro stout. The nitro stout, that's what you do.
It's a big hole, all right?
Into a funnel, it's all right.
Okay, so, don't have hobby progress, thank God for that.
I'm leaving that very much alone.
Battle report, please. Who's that? What? Someone said,
has anyone played a game?
Anyone played a game?
Yeah, no. I played a game called 7 Days to Die, but that's about it.
Yeah, I've got to say, the ALG group has got very sidetracked with the PC game 7 Days to Die. You can find that on our YouTube channel.
And I'm sorry about that. Probably my fault.
On Twitch.
Or here on Twitch, yes. Tomorrow night is the next stream.
Is it tomorrow night?
Is it?
Jesus.
I think so.
I have a feeling it's going to be tomorrow night, even if it's not.
Oh, man. Yeah.
So,
I'm just checking.
So no battle reports at all?
No. Oh, I did see Anto post one.
Yeah, I saw Anto play. A new guy joined the group. And yes. Anto tested him by having a game against him. And then smashed him. So that's a great way of bringing in new people on board to the group.
And that's how he got Paul playing, wasn't it? And where's Paul nowadays?
No, Paul's still around. He just hasn't found the time. Caught up with him on the weekend. So he's still keen. He's just finding time is the issue.
I suspect that
there hasn't been a battle report because we just finished up the slow grow and we're all kind of rebounding.
Yeah, I know Anthony wants to play me for one more time for the end of the year because the ladder at the moment, we're actually tied. And the for and against has me above him, so I think he wants to fix that.
I'm really rushing
to go play that game, clearly.
I was just looking at the thing. We should have done this next Monday, because then we would have just done the big swarm game.
Well, that's it. We do have this weekend our end-of-year event. Last year we had good versus evil, essentially. The good being the Chaos Forces. That was a huge. What would we say? Four players, four versus four players. Did we have four? Yeah.
Yeah.
We did film it, but somehow the footage has vanished. Don't know. So this year we got a bit smaller scale. It is Survive the Swarm, which is we have four players who will have two characters each, and we'll have two other players who will have 1,000 points of swarm. I think we haven't confirmed who the swarms are, so it's either going to be Tyranids or Orcs. I think
if it's going to be me, it'll probably be demons.
Well, there you go. It could be demons. We haven't worked that out yet. So it is a meat grinder scenario. Eight characters in the middle. Fight it out. Survive five turns.
Teenagers.
It's going to be awesome. Part of the 12 days of the hobby, I'm trying to finish off painting Agaton and Pellis, so I have them. Otherwise, I've got Strachan and Harker. And Harker with a heavy bolter doesn't sound like a bad idea at all. Looking forward to it. But yes, you're right. We should have waited another week before we filmed. You'll get over it.
It didn't even occur to me until just then. You're right, I could
have been playing 7 Days to Die right now.
I'm not. Not me.
I got banned for high ping earlier today. I'm pretty sure I can log in now.
All right. So also out there, if you are listening, please jump to our Facebook page, RLG40K. If you don't know by now, what's wrong with you? We're very nice people. Regardless what these guys and people say. Don't listen to the rumours. We do have our feedback form up there for our RLG group, so please, if you want to listen to us more, you better say so. If you don't want to listen to us more, that Facebook page is bit.dbit. So don't.
Yeah, but yeah.
We are asking what you want to see from the RLG group next week. Next week? Next year?
Just next week.
Next week would be great.
Time. One week at a time.
That's it. We're back to our usual fuckery.
We'll just go 1 week at a time.
Numb nuts.
We're going to have sorts of files coming up, but we're just 1 week at a time.
Was that just what do we do for our episode next?
If there are suggestions you'd like to hear from us and let us ramble about for an episode of What We Play Syndrome, quite free to let us know as well. Anyone out there who wants to tell us where to go is quite happy to do so.
give us a choice in our direction. We'll let us ramble wild, or give us a pathway to ramble down.
Yeah, we try to keep on target, but you know, if you've listened to the 21 other episodes, you know that happens.
Yeah,
you're
fine now.
We're just acting exactly like Porkins from A New Hope.
Stay on target.
Stay on target.
You're too close. Stay on target.
Oh shit! That's pretty much the whole episode.
Yeah, we have a plan. We do have a write-up sheet.
I don't even know where it is.
I haven't seen it.
I found one from the start of the year.
So basically, we want to start talking about Games Workshop, what they've done for this year, and have a bit of a rant, have a bit of a praise. I'm sure there's a lot of praise for GW.
Praise.
Come on, sponsor. What's that word? We want to praise. So we're going to have our break, and then we'll come back and we'll get into the topic of GW. What have you done for me lately, 2019? Be right back.
Need your board game fix? What about a new family game to entertain the kids? Head over to Rollins Board Games at rollersboardgames.com or look them up on Facebook. Board games, card games, party games, you name it, we've got it. And if we don't, we'll do our best to get it. Rollins Board Games. Like what you're hearing? So do we.
You scream out in the night.
Who is this, you say?
You speak so silently.
Storyboard Concept.
Oh, oh, oh.
Want to hear more?
Anytime that you want.
Go to storyboardconcept.com.
We are back. Thank you to our sponsors. Thank you to our supporters, I should say. It's not like they give us any money. Damn them. But thank you to Rollers. Rollers Board Games. If Christmas is coming, get your games. Go to rollersboardgames.com.au. He is a top bloke, and you should buy games from him so he doesn't have to live on the streets. Roller Board Games. Yep, that's what I did that. Storyboard Concept. Colin is the guy who does the stuff there, and he is recently in one of the official Queen video clips playing bass. So that's pretty exciting. So he actually does know how to play music, regardless of the music we play on our episodes. Actually, if you've been listening to our other YouTube channels, you would have heard a few other songs. We do enjoy the one we use for 7 Days to Die.
Yeah.
How's it going?
I say that one's really good.
I have no idea. I don't listen to it.
It goes, your time to suffer, something like that. Perfect.
I don't know. I'll be honest.
Teachers. All right, so we are here to talk about GW, Games Workshop, or Warhammer, as the store's now called. We could rant about that if you want to. And what have they done for us this year?
Taking my
we
money.
We could almost have a shock or a meh, but I think we're all leaning towards one way. We'll stop it. Anyone want to start? GW, what have they done for you? Isabel, what have they done for you?
So many books, so many releases. There's been a lot to buy this year. Like, so much stuff.
Yeah.
Like, it feels a bit hard to know where to start with, like, their stuff for this year. Because
start with models.
There's just been so much.
Models, then. Models that have been released this year. There's been over 50 new models being released this year.
Let me think for me. Necrons. Sweet fuck all.
Yep.
AdMech. Sweet fuck all.
No. AdMech had the Scorpius, Disintegrators, and Dune Riders.
One big vehicle that I'm never going to buy.
They look freaking sweet. What's wrong with you?
They look freaking awesome. I just don't have that money to throw.
I do have a list of things of factions that they have not released anything for, but I don't need to read them all out to them.
Nah, they've got the Psychic Awakening is kind of build as their excuse to release the odd new model for things, so there probably will be at least one new model per fucking army through the Psychic Awakening at this rate.
Well, there are 17 factions that had not had a release of models this year.
Wow, 17!
17 factions did not get a release.
That's higher than I would guess.
Apart from the generic...
14 of them are space marines.
No, apart from the generic... Yeah, you've got the generic marines, the tactical war suits, the Phobos armor, and the Phobos armor. Grey Knights got nothing. Templars, Custodes, Space Wolves, Zench, Nurgle, Death Guard, Thousand Suns, Necrons.
The Aerial Guard.
Necrons haven't had a lot of love for quite some time.
You could argue that they literally are releasing a new Chaos Sorcerer, and that could be Thousand Suns.
Well, that's it. Apart from the generic models that could be used for any army.
Oh, okay.
So, you know, because, you know, for me, Salaman has got the new... that guy. I really like him.
That new
Agatone.
Guy.
Agatone.
So awesome
Agatone.
Acetone, yeah.
Acetone. Guy. Thank you. Salish got a bit of love, actually. They got probably the more releases with the new Keeper of Secrets, the character Sileski, whatever.
Sileski, Sileski. Yep.
Yeah, Fiends and the Inferno Raptors. I actually love that.
That one, What Eats Eldar.
Yeah. That Infernal Raptors and Raptoress. That's a cool one.
Oh, yeah,
half
she's
one.
Really cool.
She is cool.
Her.
Yeah, that is a cool model. And then ones like Khorne getting re-release of Fleshhounds.
It's because they had Karanak.
Yeah.
I know, I've got all the fucking demons.
I know, thank you. It's going to be a slideshow for all the releases.
Are you just going to keep going through new things and seeing if I have it on my desk?
Yeah, why not? I'm waiting for it. Yeah. You drink if you don't.
Don't want me to find something you don't have.
That's it. So... Gene Steel's got a bit of love. Gene Steel Cult, I should say.
Yeah, the Cult got so much love. Like, whoa, it was great. That's why I did the slow grow with them, because they had a bunch of new shit come out, and it was all good shit.
Yes. Keep talking, otherwise I have to.
Primaris Kalgar for me.
Primaris Kalgar, yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, the
I
one
mean, there was... Was there a bad model that came out this year? Like, they've all been pretty fucking good.
The Dark Legion ones that came out, the Dark Apostle, Warp Smith, the Venom Crawler, and just that going, so oh good. My god, I was going, oh my god, oh, I would love to have that. Too bad I'm half knee deep into fucking Drakari, which they've been shelved and never seen again. But that's not the point.
The only one that came out where I was like, was the Imperial Fist character. The model in the pictures looks
Tor
really good.
Tor Garadon.
Yeah, that guy.
Yeah. No, the only one that came out this year, I said again, really? How much do you want for it? Yeah, how about you go get stuffed? The Red Gobbo
yeah, okay, there
Christmas.
There was a lot of them that came out and were like, you want how much?
No, the Red Gobbo
oh.
Christmas, $55 for a goblin.
Yeah, nah. Tell him
it's
he's
Christmas.
Dreaming.
Come on. Christmas.
Yeah. I have seen some very impressive mods. Some people have made some really nice Christmas baubles and some snow globes with him in it, but they must not have children.
That's craft.
I think
In terms of quality of miniatures, it's been through the roof. They've been phenomenal, and they've been knocking shit out of the park all year.
Yeah. The only bit I have against them with the models is the Sisters of Battle. We waited till how long?
They've drawn it out.
And we mentioned this last episode. They brought out that new box set. And if you did not get it in the first 6 minutes of their release...
6 minutes?
You did not get it.
3 minutes of the release.
60 seconds it was sold out on Emerald.
Yeah.
And they turn around and they say, oh, we underestimated the popularity. And I'm like, that's horseshit.
They've been edging us for a year, and then they're like, oh, it sold out immediately. Whoops!
How did that
like, no fucking shit!
Yeah. So, that's the only one. And, of course, they won't be released again till January.
Yeah.
For the official release for the Sisters of Battle.
They won't come out until October.
2021.
Now October, now that was a fizzer as well.
Yeah,
October was the biggest
fizzer
in a long time.
So much hype and just nothing at the end of it.
Yeah,
and
then so much hype, like, and so much nothing.
They released like one model in October, and they all came out in November.
Yeah,
yeah. Yeah.
So that's an orc's thinking, isn't it? Anyway, let's talk about 2019. Yeah. Come on, jeez.
We got our heads in the past.
So you're right, the quality of the models that did come out, that tactical war suit, holy shit, how many yep.
But I think that where they've really sort of been let down is the books, I feel.
Yeah.
Because it's just sort of it seems like they've loaded them all into a cannon and then just shot them out all over the place. and no one's talking to anyone, so you know, you've got a codex release, and then 3 weeks later, there's errata or chapter approved or something else that's completely invalidated it. And when you've got people who are going out and spending $60-$70 on a book,
it's a touch rich, isn't it?
So, I expect it could be related to, because as we were saying last year, like, no one believed them when they said, we'll have this many codexes out this year.
Yeah.
We were like, bullshit! And then they just went, bam, 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 and they knocked all these codexes out. And they're still doing that, and I think that's why they're not playtesting them all against each other, because they're doing it too quickly.
Yeah, it's more the point, they're not bringing out full codexes. What was the only full codex
it doesn't
I can
feel
remember
considered.
This year was the Space Marine was a full codex.
A lot of them are really cool. Like, you read the book and you're like, oh, that's cool. These are cool. I like that. That's really cool. And then you start thinking about how they mesh with everything else and you're like, that's fucking broken.
Well, as far as I know, it's that Space Marines came out with a new codex, brand new codex. And then they had all the supplements for all the chapters, which was bollocks.
I didn't think the supplements were that bad. I'm a shit.
Listen to episode...
Well...
the idea of the supplement wasn't a bad idea.
No.
The supplement coming out with two like character stat lines in it.
Yeah. So episode 18 is where we gave our feedback on the supplements.
I feel like they've been overhyping things.
What?
Like so many things have been massively overhyped. Like the supplements are good compared to like previous editions supplements. Yeah. There's more in them than there used to be in supplements, but because they were so hyped, they're disappointing.
Yeah, well, this is a bit.
We
that
expected
way.
More than we got. Well, we just hyped it too much.
We did. And that, that was it. We talked about the Imperial Fist one and the Ultramarines one. We sort of felt that right here missed the mark.
Yeah. And I think part of the mark was they were advertising too hard. Yeah. I mean, they missed the mark so hard we have two.
Yeah. Please take one.
And what got me was that they could have just basically written all those books and gone like a week ahead of thing. Hey, here's some books, and we'd have been like, yeah, okay, cool. There's some books.
Yeah, it does really ramp up that ninth edition is not far. We're now getting these psychic awakenings with. Well, the first one had some little inserts for Janzar, the Banshees, Incubi, and Jazar. That was it. Next one, what did it have? I can't remember what it had in the next one.
No idea.
Good. Oh, it was the that was the Chaos one.
I haven't sat down and read it.
Chaos Faith had Faith and Fury. So they had the Black Templars. So that was their codex, but it also included World Eaters, Alpha Legion, World Bearers, Night Lords, Iron Warriors, Emperor's Children. As their codex in that one
kind
book.
Of like, yeah, their short supplement update.
Yeah. Yeah. And now the new one with Baal, that's their Blood Angels one and the Tyranids one. And the next one will be. What did I say? What we knew what the next one was. Grey Knights and.
Yep.
Yeah.
I still want to see the Tyranid name generator.
Oh, yeah! I believe
that,
if you come to us at the pub. You'll get one.
That's kind of a good point, that if they are going to go through with Psychic Awakening being like a minor update to every single codex in a short period of time, that does put them in a perfect position to release ninth.
Yeah, it does.
Yeah.
Because that's what I think that's what we'll be seeing now, is these just little mini codexes. Because we've got Space Wolves, Orcs, Necrons, Tau, and we know they're coming. Because we've seen the release of the new books, the next three books.
Well, to be fair, though, the biggest sign was Imperial Agents being in White Dwarf.
It wasn't even Imperial Agents, it was just Inquisition. Anton and I had a good chat about that at the local, and how we felt about that. Let's move on.
One thing I've quite liked that they've done this year that they haven't done as much before is the annuals that they've been doing. Mm. Like the Blackstone Fortress annual. There was another one I just mind blanked.
Kill Team
annual. Like it's like here's a book which is all of the things that were in White Dwarf this year in a book for your game.
Because
my Warhammer quest from like the original fucking 90s Warhammer quest, I have to keep a pile of random White Dwarves with it because they've got all the extra rules.
Yeah.
You know?
Well, that brings a good point about Warhammer 40K is you still need to bring, you get your rule book, great, and you get your chapter approved, whichever year you
actually
need.
On the blurb for the chapter approved, it says that the point is so that you don't need to bring the White Dwarves, so it should include those White Dwarf erratas and stuff like that.
You don't have it yet? The chapter approved?
I haven't got mine yet. It hasn't showed up yet.
But the fact you still need a couple of chapter approved and the rule book and a codex and now a codex supplement, you're at, what, five books now?
Yeah. Well,
just to play the game.
So, I play Dark Angels. We don't get fucking supplements.
So I have
supplements we get is a suppository.
Index for life.
So I have play Salamanders. So Salamanders, I need the Space Marine Codex, the Salamander expansion, and the Faith and Fury book because they've got the Master Librarians and Master Captains, whatever they're called. Master Chief? No, wrong game. But the rules are in the Faith and Fury.
Master Beta.
And that's why Isabel's here, folks.
I believe the technology's Master's Beta.
So there's at least three books I need to take just for Salamanders. Yeah, that's the big killer I feel with what they've done this year is bring out one rule book, which is we went, yes, 8 pages of rules. Fabulous. Oh, mm-hmm. Now we've got to carry this book. Now we've got to carry this book. Now we've got to carry this book. Oh, we need to make sure the errata is up to date too and the FAQ is included.
It's the mixed blessing.
Yeah,
like,
I think it's
when we started playing, there were no erratas and shit was fucked. Hmm. Now we have too many erratas, and shit's fucked. But it's fucked in a different and interesting way.
It's a new and improved fuck.
Yeah, well, at least we're getting fucked differently. That's all we can ask for.
And what I'd really like to see out of them is that they made a big hoo-ha about being able to get the rules for free, and what they should have is just a PDF that they update with all the errata and everything like that, so that I've got one set of rules, and then I can have my supplements or codexes or
the erratas and FAQs are free, right? But I think
it'd be so easy to have an app, people.
Well, this well here's the thing. What happened
to
the rules? Remember last year they started talking about the 40k app to build your army.
Yep.
Yeah,
and that went nowhere.
I'm just
going to
check the time now. It is almost not this year.
Yeah.
So you think it'll come out in October? Is
what you're yeah, October. But it'll sell it in 3 minutes. Yeah. So yeah, I think they've done a lot right. I think they've done a lot wrong. Not wrong. I don't think it's wrong is the right word. It's. Yeah.
They have could have been improved.
They have implemented good ideas suboptimally.
That's probably the best way to say it.
So in other words, they're running like my classroom. Sounds fantastic. Yeah. Chaos United.
A contractor's given a great idea, but that's public services delivered it.
I think the other word for that is wrong.
Yes,
it's just differently right.
I think one of the things they are seem to be doing is
yes, alternative facts. Yes.
Yeah, that's right.
We're in a post-fact world.
It's just incorrectly correct.
So, do you think tournament players are influencing GW? I just want to bring that
up
because
the
Riders come out. I mean, when Iron Hands came out, everyone bought Iron Hands for tournament play.
That's because it was fucking crazy.
Oh, it's crazy. Oh, my God. It's beautiful. And then suddenly they bring out an FAQ and everyone's selling their Iron Hands army.
That's because people are idiots. Like, that was always going to happen. So I don't have a whole lot of sympathy for people who buy the Flavor of the Month army only to sell it when it gets nerfed because it was always going to get nerfed.
Yeah. We're not tournament players.
Yeah, I think that it's good that they are actually listening to the tournament scene now because they didn't for a very, very long time.
Yes,
and they're responding very quickly to it, which is good. And it'd just be nice if they put that into consideration when they wrote the rules instead of doing it to a month later.
And there's a lot of knee-jerk reaction type stuff too.
What?
Like it seems like they've so they'll release a rule and then they'll release an errata to fix that rule and then they'll release an errata to fix that errata and that it sort of cascades down. It doesn't seem like somebody's sort of analyzing it and looking at it from a overall point of view. And I mean, this feeds right back into the whole books being invalidated by other books being released within, a week of another one. Mm. And it just doesn't seem like someone's in charge of the whole shebang,
Yeah. Well, it's like when
too close
they need a Kevin Feige.
They make all their decisions down at Bugman's Brewery. That's what happens.
Apparently, the 30k people have had a lot of problems with because the guy who was kind of like the cornerstone of who was everyone had to go to them and get permission so they didn't interflict. He's the guy who died last year.
Yeah.
So 30K had a real spanner thrown in their works because they did have that one person and they died. And I don't think 40K has really ever had a person like that. Except maybe in second.
No, way back. First Ed, obviously. Second Ed, yes.
Fourth Ed was good.
There was a... I think Third Ed was my favourite. Fourth Ed was okay. Fourth Ed was the one where they introduced the 6-inch movement rule. 6-inch, I think. Third Ed was the one where they had the massive amount of war gear and crap for their...
That was second.
Was it?
Defos.
Jesus, I'm back at second Ed still.
Yeah.
I think you're a bit far behind there, Ease.
I love second Ed. It's my favorite.
Second edition is fantastic.
So good. But the trouble is that you could actually just beard your main character to just destroy everyone. You could just load it up. And I kind of loved it.
I have a shock attack gun with telescopic legs, and he will sit behind a hill, and he will just sit up over the hill, shoot the gun, go back down behind the hill. You can't kill him!
Sounds fair to me.
Infiltrators. That's why the Lictor was so important.
But it's okay, I have Phobos armor.
Alright, second Ed is when I stopped, folks. The 6-inch rule killed me.
I played fourth
for like 5 minutes.
Too many ones.
So, yeah.
What were we talking about? We were talking about there being a central figure to kind of pulls all the rules in line.
Yes, we need like a rule czar or a pope or something.
Some kind of rules pope.
Yeah.
No, you need a rules Feige.
Yeah. We need a space pope.
Yeah.
Hang on. There is a space pope in there's a comic that's actually got a space pope. I can't remember what it was. That was funny. Anyway.
I know you're going, I remember it somewhere else, yeah.
I think the other things they've done right is their Warhammer community site. They've done that well.
Yeah.
Was it Turning Signals of the Land Raider? It can be amusing at times, the little article they had.
Yeah,
there.
That was cool to see that come back.
Yeah.
See, if your Land Raider had turning signals, Craig.
Fuck.
Yeah, then
don't you get me started! Don't you get me started!
Trigger warning. Trigger warning.
The range!
Light! See it coming! Light the beacons! The Land Raider has returned!
Oh dear.
Gondor calls for aid.
Well, I do like how they've had the previews of things coming out on the Warhammer community as well. I think their communication has been really good this year. Delivery of the actual product.
That's just let's think about that and go later.
Massive. There's been overhyping like everything because they're communicating so well that they're telling us too much and everyone's buying it immediately and they're not making enough of it.
And that's what I was just about to say, and their hype has really, really ramped up. For me, coming in at 7th, seeing next to zero hype at all, then all of a sudden I'm seeing this, and this, and this, and this, and this. And yeah, it's almost as if they've pulled everyone off from rules dev and playtesting and gone, you're all now on the social media machine, the hype, and give a fuck about when it actually gets here. It's just get it out eventually, as long as you get people interested in buying it before they get it.
Yeah. But there are the media sites.
Kind of a Hollywood model.
Yeah. Well, it sort of leads into their media side of things. Their media has been pretty pumped up. And also their other parties, so their games, the PC games. How many games are they releasing? Gladius? Awesome. Inquisition?
Yeah.
Inquisitor, sorry. There's the AdMech one. So they have been pumping out a lot of games. Dawn of War 4.
Like Gothic and Eisenhorn and Manowar and
all kinds of they've been really pumping out that.
Warhammer series. Total War.
Well, all the games have been outsourced, so they're just
throwing out license goals.
They've been outsourcing them better.
Yeah,
we're not
the
getting trashy mobile ports as much anymore.
Yeah.
Which is great because that was fucking ridiculous.
The games I played over this year, from them been great. I really enjoyed Vermintide. Oh, that was just, whew, that was awesome. I still go back to, I still play Dawn of War 1, 2, and 3. Yeah. When
I still play 1, I still play 1 and 3.
2's got Last Stand.
Yeah, Last Stand mode's great.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's okay.
Shut up. What do you know about music?
I'm surprised you played Dawn of War 3.
3? I actually quite like 3.
I enjoyed 3.
So, I don't know if anyone ever played Command & Conquer. So, yes. For me, 3 is a little bit more like Generals versus the Red Alert for Dawn of War 1.
I can see that.
And Dawn of War 2 is like a steaming heap of shit. Compared to the other two.
Yeah, tell us how you feel, man.
What I didn't like about 3 was the continuation of the story arc. I wanted to play Marines, not Marines, Orcs, Eldar, Marines, Orcs, Eldar.
Yeah, jumping between them pissed me off. Yeah. Dawn of War 2 had a great story.
Yeah.
The storytelling in 2 was better than 1.
And you could play co-op.
But the game wasn't as good.
Yeah, but you could play co-op.
I love that you can play co-op.
I did, but it sucked.
Still only two characters. Where's my base building?
The only problem with Dawn of War 1 was the unit limit.
So now we've delved into computer game. Dawn of War, what do we think of it?
But anyway.
We digress.
Back to GW and what they've done for us lately.
Sweet fuck all was my context.
Well, as a Necron player, I wouldn't be surprised at that response. I think they have forgotten a few people this year. Necron, Tau,
only play second ed.
Yeah. Where's all the second edition releases, Games Workshop?
Yeah.
You bunch of fuckers.
Hey, yeah. they did release the Legends book.
Oh, and the Major Wars.
which is telling me that all of my second ed shit's been banned.
Gone for good.
Yes, so you can no longer
use
it.
You didn't want to play it in 8th edition anyway.
I didn't, actually. No, I didn't. And I haven't. And I don't really want to. Actually, I secretly do want to. It's just I don't have any friends.
And that's why we let Isabel on the site, so she can feel more included.
Inclusion at its finest.
But yeah, like, I've had an overall positive impression. Like, they've done a lot of dumb fucking shit, but they've released so much cool stuff.
Yeah.
I've spent a lot of fucking money this year.
Considering I've had nothing really come out for me, I've spent money. So they've done... Their work on me has succeeded.
Yeah.
Fucking Slowgrow got me spending money. Fucking...
What, that's Slowgrow?
Yeah.
I think overall, I don't want to talk about it.
So many delicious gene stealer cultists that I would not have fainted otherwise.
So many gene stealers. Still not painted.
Like everything else he's got, still not painted.
I think one of the things they started doing well was also that Conquest magazine where you could buy each week that...
Mm. Yes! Yeah. I've been getting that. I've got a pile of it back there.
I gave up.
Just behind...
Yeah, it's behind that chair in the corner there. You can see the pile of the unopened ones there because I've been wanting to do it with my son. So I haven't been rushing ahead to build all my Marines before.
Yeah, I know a mate of mine who's been getting it for his kids and stuff, but he doesn't get it every week. It's only gets it when his kids behave. It's good.
Oh, that's going to suck. He gets like half of the Dreadnought
part. Well, that's the problem. He's been going to one news agency and they've only been getting maybe one copy a week that's not set aside for someone else. Last week the kids behaved and he went to go get one. They didn't have it.
Was not there.
That's awkward.
That's better.
That's why you just buy it and you bank it and then when they're good you pull it out of storage and then you don't miss out.
I think the concept of the Conquest was great.
Mm. Yeah. How many red nuts have you had, mate?
You don't want to know.
I find it odd that if you have a subscription, they send it to you monthly.
Yeah, they hold it up for you, don't they?
Yeah, that's annoying.
Yeah,
But other than that, yeah, I really like it. It's a cool idea.
Yeah,
I like how much it was going to cost in the long run.
It's fantastic fucking business for them because it's crazy. But, you know, if you want both armies and you want that terrain, it's a better deal than buying it separately.
Mm. Yeah, I just feel, for me, well, I think we spoke about this in one of our episodes, is I felt that per week was a bit much.
Yeah.
Yeah.
If they had done it monthly and it added more, maybe put up the price a bit.
I mean, by the same token, if it was monthly, it's like got, I think there are 52 or something parts to it.
Yeah.
Or 80. I think it's got 80. It's over a year.
Yeah.
It sounds like a slow grow.
And you're really paying for it.
Oh, we
is
were.
It like one, is it one dreadnought?
No.
Well, like, one of the weeks is, like, half of the parts for the Dreadnought, and the next week is the other half of the parts.
If you did a full Dreadnought and did it monthly as opposed to split it up.
Yeah.
I would have been more
inclined. So what do you do if you miss the... What do you do if you miss the other half of the Dreadnought?
Or fuck Rage Quit. Rage Quit.
Foot the table.
It's always a problem table with these.
Exactly.
You get a little bit every week.
You see how well this stuff burns.
Yeah, that's the intention.
Actually,
yeah.
Actually, you know what?
Yeah.
Green stuff.
Yeah. Green stuff, that's it. Now, it would have been even worse if they did. Here's the first half of the Dreadnought, but the second half is 4 weeks later.
Yeah.
Yeah. Just enough time to lose all the spirit.
Yeah, if you want the second half of the Dreadnought, you need to subscribe to Games Workshop Plus.
Yeah. That's fucked.
What else do this year? That Space Marine Hero box?
Give them ideas.
Oh, yeah, the Space Marine Heroes box. They were interesting.
Oh, I got to say, I did it. I bought them all until I got all of them. And it was
I bought a couple for my daughter.
I have the first two seasons.
I haven't got the second season, but who cares about Blood Angels? GW does it.
Yep, and GW does a lot.
But I want the Nurgle ones. It's on my Christmas list. Buy from Japan. You wouldn't do that.
Oh, it makes me twitch a little the way they've been using those blind boxes in the store, though, like encouraging, you know, just buy a box and see what you get.
Yeah.
It's been great for the kids. For me, that's been what, if my kids have behaved, they can get one of those. That's what I've been doing.
Yeah.
How much is a blind box, though?
I don't know how much they are individually. I'm going to guess 15. Bucks? Oh, it's pretty bloody close.
Yeah.
Is it cheaper than if you know what the fuck you're buying?
Yes.
Oh, okay, it's like a single marine.
Yeah.
You know,
it doesn't matter. It doesn't matter. But if it's single marine, if you know what you're getting, you can see it on the shelf, and you buy it, if it's $15, and then you buy the mystery box, and it's 10, that's cool.
Yeah.
Because you might get a fucking orc that you don't really want.
No, they're all marines.
Or an elf
so
that you'll actually just throw in the bin.
You can still
the problem
use the
you
marines
get,
in, no matter what that you get.
The problem you get is, like, you know, the series has, like,
one
11
rare.
Or 12 guys, and one of them is really rare and hard to get.
Yeah.
So I've seen a lot of people posting on the community site who are like, I finally got the rare run, and I only had to buy 20 boxes to get my 10 guys.
Yeah.
I'm like, yeah.
That's
I don't like the way
trouble,
they're doing that.
We are teaching.
Well, you know, you still get pieces. You can do a little kit bashing with them, make them.
Well, that's it. With the models you get, you can still form a tactical squad of whatever you want and stuff like that. And more importantly, I'm teaching my kids how to gamble. Buy this and see what you get.
Yeah, it's the gambling aspect that they're pushing on kids that makes me a little.
They're not. It's not gambling. They're surprise mechanics.
That's right. That was
surprise mechanics. Where's my wrench? Surprise mechanic.
Oh shit!
Oh,
that's hilarious.
What else we going to say about GW this year? They haven't sponsored us, so they're fucked.
Pack of thieving bastards.
Sponsor our podcast.
Pack of thieving bastards here.
Comments mentioned by Mark and this does not represent.
But if you take the express, I'll think you're really, really cool.
Do you know what? I haven't had any money stolen off me by GW at all.
There you
go. I'm quite okay with it.
Yes.
Actually,
when I see a model for $50, I do laugh a little.
I don't think I've bought any models that were actually new and released this year. Like, all of the kits I've bought this year have been old Tyranids models.
Yeah. Well, I'm just looking at what I've got. Yeah, everything I own, everything that I've bought is nothing spanking new. It's all stuff that's been out for a while now.
Well, I'm everything that's going to go in the next Legends book.
Yeah.
I've got to paint for 12 days. I got Nagatome. He was a new model. I was excited for him. But then there's two models, which are the Celebration ones. The 50th anniversary or birthday anniversary and stuff like that. So it won't pop, yeah, not popular release, but while released everywhere.
What, like this guy, the chaplain? Is that guy?
Yeah, I've somehow got two of him.
The Marine, the Terminator captain. Which one?
Sorry.
Were they the same model?
I got the captain. Look, with captain,
no, that's Gotrek, Severina, Eisenhorn.
I got Severina. Yeah, no, the captain, captain with Bolter and the lieutenant. That, those two.
Why are they green?
Yeah, because I'm getting ready for them. 12 days of hobby. And they're salamanders.
I want to get that, the store birthday one. Not the 50 store one. The store birthday is coming up this month, isn't it?
No, the store birthday was that guy, was it? Oh, see how that works with the camera?
No, that guy's the anniversary. He's the 50th store celebration, wasn't he?
And he's the shoulder pad store.
There was another one. It was like the second birthday one was a different model that they didn't do for the first birthday, and I don't have that model. So I was like waiting for that to happen.
That's outrageous. Can't believe it. I mean, I could buy it
on eBay. If I wait, I might get it for less.
Might. Emphasis on the word might there, folks.
What happened? Can I ask another question? Completely unrelated, but related to stores, so it's vaguely a segue. What happened to the Woden GW store? It's vaporized.
It's still there.
It's GW Philip now.
It's still there. It's above cash converters.
Yeah, they've put themselves in a location where they get no traffic, and I don't know how they survive. No, they wouldn't get any new people coming through.
No, they won't. You'd have to go down literally on purpose to go to that spot.
Yeah. Not that you get many new people at the Belconnen one, but Belconnen,
right.
Positioning of Belconnen, they can stay open later. So they can,
and they've also got traffic from the Zone 3 up the top, Potbelly. You got the ice cream store nearby. You've actually got a lot of traffic around the area, so they're not in that bad a spot.
Yeah,
I feel like part of the rebranding to Warhammer is not giving a fuck about walk-in traffic.
Yeah, I think you're right.
Well, like, they've been pushing their stores and their Facebook way harder, and they've not seemed to be caring as much about walk-ins.
Well, yeah. The thing is, they changed the Warhammer because they got sick of people saying, no, we do not sell board games. That was the reason, because the Games Workshop, you must sell games.
You sell games, right?
Yeah.
I'm looking for Call of Duty. Do you have the Calls of Duty?
Do I? Come on in.
I'm looking for this Knight of Forts.
Yeah.
Yes.
So that's the reason why they changed. Pretty simple.
Yeah, I mean, it just bugs me, because in my brain, I associate with people calling the models Warhammer as being people who don't know what the fuck they're talking about.
Yeah.
That was like always when you were a kid, you know, your parents and shit would say, do you need any Warhammers?
All the Warhammers.
Yes, my parents actually said that when they went overseas one time to the United Kingdom for the first time. And I said, yeah, absolutely. And I wrote a list for them. And I said, look, just buy like one or two of whatever they've got from that list. And then my dad, bless him, who was a bit of a completist, he bought the lot.
Oh, God.
And brought it back. But I wasn't to have it until I paid for it.
Mm. Ooh. You still haven't paid the interest off on that?
Nice. Well, I will give you a little hint. I still haven't opened half of it.
Ooh.
Wow. Nasty.
I have it. I've paid for it. But I haven't.
It's coming in the new year. Live unboxing.
Live unboxing.
I haven't actually. And all of it second that still remains eBay. Unboxes.
I mean.
It's going to be a glorious box here.
Live unboxing. So, I'll be there filming, and when Isabel's not looking, robbing her.
Look,
There we go. Here we go, podcast people. Now. We've now got a camera moving, and it'll be showing a box. It says buyback advantage. It is exciting, and you open it up, and it does, there's more boxes. Spoiled. And in the top of the box is a Fairchild box. If you don't
with
know
no Fairchild in it,
if you don't know what Fairchild is, then go away. No.
1990s,
Gen 13. That's it. Caitlin Fairchild.
Exactly. Model.
6 foot.
Before they became DC.
Still got the comic in the back of it.
Yep.
All right. Yeah. We've got Rickenbacker's Spad 13 and a shitload of glitter. all right. This has obviously been through Mardi Gras. That's Mardi Gras 2010, folks.
So this has become Antiques Roadshow.
Stop talking about ease like that.
I just discovered something that's actually probably quite valuable.
Holy crap. Yeah. Holy crap.
How do you like that one?
What is
it? How do you like Sam Apples? I haven't opened this box in about 15 to 20 years.
That is awesome.
Is this where we find
all you people
VHS
on podcasts
tape
and listening to us?
Christmas special.
That was a very exciting Bespin City.
This is an Empire Strikes Back portfolio by Ralph McQuarrie. Paintings from the film. Okay. Yeah.
Well, apparently we're doing a live unboxing tonight.
Shut up. I've got Return of the Jedi too.
There's a sequel? No.
There was.
Don't tell me they'll make proof.
Christmas present from 2002.
All right, from here on.
Where are all the RTBs at?
From here on. Right,
look at that. Look at
all
the
right,
logo.
Hands above
give
the
it
tables,
away.
Gentlemen.
So, look, we don't have to do the live unboxing.
Yeah, we
might
do it right
now.
Because
it's a podcast.
Because it's all about Games Workshop tonight. Not about you, Isabel. This time. So, the other thing that came out this year was the contrast paints.
Oh, yeah, they did come out this year, didn't they?
They did.
I've got five over there in my painting tray. Still haven't used them.
The only Takari I finally finished completely was the Mandrakes, and it was all in contrast paints.
But I'm thinking with the Goliaths, it'll probably work out quite nicely, because they're mostly fleshy.
Yeah.
Goliaths. I'm thinking of Gene Stealer Cult. I've got quite
a few. Necromunda. Necromunda.
I remember that. Necromunda. I played Scabbies.
Think a gang of Arnie Schwarzeneggers with fucking shotguns.
So, I like the paints. Will I continue painting them with contrast paints? No. But that's basically because I know how to paint with normal paints. I don't want to relearn a technique with the contrast.
This is often my response.
They're another tool in the box, basically.
Yeah,
they're good for power swords, good for visors, good for fleshy minions that you don't want to spend like 3 days painting per mini.
Yeah.
Piles of Turbogaunts.
It's the large squads. Oh, I think they're a gift. My 7-year-old son, I think the contrast paint actually works really well for him, because you have to work out shading and then edging. He just goes bang, it's done. Come on, other people talk.
I thought you had more to go on.
It's really exciting. No, I do see a place for them. I liked how the Mandrakes turned out. Will I use them with Space Marines? Not in a character. Absolutely not in a character. I'll paint them classic.
I don't know. Potentially you could. Because, again, for power swords and visors and stuff like that, I've seen people getting some pretty good results that otherwise you'd need an airbrush for. And, I mean, what's a pot of contrast paint versus an airbrush setup?
Yeah. Mm.
That's a good point. So they seem to be doing stuff new. As you laughed at the new releases of the handles and the spray handle and stuff like that, but I have 6 of those handles.
I know. I was just laughing at the fact that they released a red one.
I know,
it's the same
one.
As the black
red.
One.
Which
oh,
makes
red.
The painting go faster.
Yeah. And so that when you fuck up, you can throw it across the room faster.
And find it under your couch.
Yeah. So I think they're doing well in that aspect of bringing stuff out to try and, yeah, not everything is a win. Red Handle, for example.
Oh, look, it's not bad. I was just like, that's a thing they did.
You know, the one thing they brought out, bad, I laughed out. They brought out the paint, the pot for your water to clean your brushes off.
That one?
And I'm going, are you serious? What a waste of money that is. I have one.
Yeah.
Actually, it looks like a good dice cup.
Oh, I used it.
Actually, it wouldn't make a bad dice cup. Yeah. Let me just put some dice in it.
Ones.
You've got one.
No,
well,
you
got
to test it. Israel, can you test it? Tell us if it gets anything but ones.
Two fours.
Hey, apparently it rolls, that would have saved your champion.
Yeah.
Look, I think they're doing a real well.
Yeah. They're trying. They're actually trying.
They are trying, and they are making mistakes, but they are making mistakes because they are going in a direction they haven't really done that much before.
Listen,
yeah, you're
dead
right there. They're moving into a direction they've never been to, and it's trying to get that open, more open environment to get more people coming into the game who might not be drawn in by the fact it's little models that you shoot the shit out of. They might be going for those ones who like to paint something and then like to have that completionist that goes along with it. You get that, it'll lead possibly into the other aspects of the game, and there you go, they've got you hooked like the rest of us on plastic crack.
Speaking of bringing in new people, didn't the kids' books come out this year?
Yes, they did.
That's right. Fiction. We've actually got
on their Christmas list. Dave? Have those books on it.
Yeah, my 8-year-old fucking loves them. I've been reading the 40K ones to him and my 6-year-old, and he reads the AOS ones on his own.
Yeah.
Now, he loves them.
We've got the Admech, the Necron, and the Space Marine one in our school library. And they are fairly regularly booked out.
Yeah, they're pretty good books. Like, they're like not stupidly kiddie, and they're not ultra grimdark, but they don't. They're also not totally sheltered from the realities of the universe.
Oh, you can't be. Look at what the kids are watching and reading these days. Well, look at what my kids are watching these days.
One of the kids,
I will pray for your cycle.
One of the books is like fucking kiddie alien. Like, it's the kids fleeing from a gene stealer in an abandoned spaceship. Like, it's fairly dark for a kid's book.
Yeah. The Necron one is a planet where they're just trying to hide in caves because the Necrons are coming down and killing everyone.
Yeah, the Necron, the first thing that happens is the Necrons destroy the planet.
Yep.
And they have to flee on a refugee ship.
Yep.
Anto
just popped up, he's playing 7 days to Die.
Bastard.
Time to wrap up, boys and girls.
Alright, podcast is over.
Watch our stream on 7 days to Die.
Join us for another wobbly adventure.
All right, so we will wrap up. We have been going on about, and we're going to ramble if we don't wrap it up. So I'll ask for a quick review, whether it be an A, B, C grade, or you want a one sentence, but make it short, Michael.
Like I said, well-meaning steps in a new direction, and they've stumbled a bit.
Grading?
Good.
She's a great teacher.
Satisfactory.
The PC mark.
Yeah, well, I'm much in the same camp. Generally really good. Needs more improvement.
Grading.
Satisfactory.
All right, teacher, you know how grading works.
Yeah, well, we're going to have to go on the bell curve here, so it's a spectacularly shit. Look, it's nice to see them trying something different, but as the two factions that I'm playing with have got sweet fuck all for me, that's a D-. But with the... For me, it's really pissing me off to see, look, here's a version of a Marine, here's a version of a Marine, here's a version of a Marine, look, here's a version of a Marine. Everyone else can go get naffed, and it's driving me nuts. I'd love to see something not Marine-y.
Games Workshop gets the D.
D-, get it right.
Isabel, your love of GW must be very apparent. Star Wars does not help at this point in time. Put it down.
Star Wars is also not acceptable as a rating.
Wrong galaxy, far, far away.
Shit. Okay. I am going to say that the complaints of too many courtesies, too many rules spread over too many different things, and an inability to coherently play a fucking game without 15 books is preventing me re-entering the hobby.
That's fair. That is actually good. I actually enjoy that comment. That's why you're
here.
They
put in 110% effort. They left it all on the field.
Okay, 1 week at a time. Apparently, I did.
They had it in the first half.
So for me, I think they're on the right track. I think they were doing well with the releases. The new models, the quality of the models, fabulous. The number of books, overwhelming. All the other outside sources, the kids' books, the games and stuff, great. It's still too Space Marine centric, which is understandable because most players.
Yep,
every
I get
one
that.
Of us knows has some sort of aspect of a Space Marine army somewhere. Even you, the other Mark, as Admech. Strong reach. Fuck off. And I'm just going for Spirit Fingers, apparently. So I think they've done well, but I want to see what they do next year. The one thing that pissed me off was the Sisters' Battle. That, for me, ruined their whole year.
And it's right at the end of the year too. Yeah. So it's right. It's the taste in the mouth.
That's it. It's not. It's too salty.
So salty.
No.
Now worry.
Yeah. So that's. I thought they were doing really well until then, and that's all I had to say on the matter. Someone has to talk because otherwise I'll ramble.
You're always rambling. You're a rambling man.
Yeah. So here we go. We all agreed that they did well, except they could have done better. Yeah.
Yeah. Word.
I think the big concern for GW is if we've got Isabel who hears what we talk about and goes, "It's pretty hard for me to get back into it." They're trying to get new people in. That's not great. And putting up the starter boxes up to $160 a box.
Yeah, that's pretty nasty.
That's not a good entry point. Their price points could have a look at. But it's GW. Yeah. We already knew it was always going to... It's a gold hobby. It's not a...
Yeah. They were making progress with the price points, and now the price points are drifting up again.
Mm. But we won't go down that path because we're already an hour and a half into it. We love GW. No, please sponsor us. We're very nice people.
It'd be nice if you sponsor us.
We're constructive.
Just don't listen to the early part of the podcast. Just this bit. Only this bit.
Take more of our money, please.
Don't listen to the bits the Inquisition redacted.
Well, they obviously heard me bitching about it because I lost Skype for a little bit there.
Yeah,
so.
Yes.
They heard
me. No, that was me. No. Thank you for everyone who joined in. Thank you for the people who joined in for our Twitter. Your comments are there, and people can see it, so be warned.
Sucked in.
Excuse me. Someone needs to talk about it.
Worse.
Hi!
Talking.
More social media.
More social media. Okay, social media side of things, please visit our Facebook page. What is it, Michael?
Our Facebook page is RLG40K.
That was not rehearsed.
Not at all. It was very good. And we also have a Twitter site. What is that, Mark K?
I assume it's RLG40K. RLG40K,
yeah. Oh, we could really test. Yes, Mark S. What's our YouTube?
Oh, fuck knows. YouTube, probably RLG40K. Hang on, let me just check.
It's not. It is
YouTube.
Not.
YouTube. I should note to little bastards at school found me the other day. Little pricks. Yes, to those little fucktards who are in my class and you found me, get the fuck off, go to bed, be nice to me tomorrow.
Go to fucking bed, do your homework.
No,
they need to do some homework now. Let's make something up and do it.
Yeah, stop following.
Try to find our YouTube page. Look at Real Loud Gamers. You'll find us.
I found one.
Well done.
Well, Jesus, that's old. That's bad.
What about Twitter, Isabel?
Isn't it at RLG Gamers or something?
RLG Falls Gaming. RLG
Gaming. Yep, it is. Well done.
And don't forget, that.
If you want to follow...
RLG Oz Gaming.
Well done. If you want a great book to read over Christmas, you should be following at IE Kenner. And get her book and read it. It is good. We are all waiting for the sequel.
It's better than the Bible.
And the dead tree copy.
And the dead tree copy. But thank you, folks, for joining us. You should see some footage for our end of year game, Survive the Swarm. It should be fun. And then you'll probably even see some footage of us at a pub celebrating how good we are.
Beer.
There's a three-way contest between who is our sports person of the year. So it should be interesting. What we're going to do to decide it is get a cage, put him in, and work it out.
Rochambeau.
That won't go well if Nathan's in there. He just got knighted.
Well, somebody can give him a right royal knighting later on. Thank you for joining us. Tomorrow night, if you are interested, we are doing 7 days alive. 7 days alive.
Seven Days Not Being
Eaten.
It's a new James Bond movie. 7 days. Yes, we do stream other stuff. You don't have to listen to that.
No, it's funny though. We point me at Greg about not having a light.
Thank you for joining us. Light on your head. Thank you for joining us. Appreciate it. It is the end of the year. I hope you all have an enjoyable festive season. I am going to say Merry Christmas, even if you don't enjoy Christmas. Merry it anyway.
I'll finish off my statement of don't be a dick.
Yep, as is always, that is right. Yep. The one rule for all life, Mark?
Don't be a dick.
Well,
no, shut up, Mark.
I'm going with a Merry Christmas.
I hope you enjoy the festive season and enjoy a break, especially if you're a teacher. There is a life outside school.
Fuck the lot he is.
Pubs be warned.
Don't drink too much before family Christmas, folks.
Yeah,
wait till you get there. That's right.
Exactly.
Michael, please sign us out for 2019.
So, other than a pile of codexes, really sweet models, and all kinds of cool erratas, what have you done for us lately? Actually, that's quite a number of things they've done for us lately, so most of us were fairly positive. Join us next year! Not next month, not next week, next year, for more bullshit! What will we talk about? I don't fucking know! Join us then!